Good morning, Montreal. This is the Monday Morning After on CKUT 90.3 FM. And I have Matt Stern in studio. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jen.
And Matt Stern is a Montreal-based musician that has released 5 albums and EPs. Is that...
That's
correct?
Accurate, yes.
Beautiful. So how long did it take you to release those 5 albums and EPs?
It's been over the span of maybe 7 or 8 years, I'd say.
Oh, wow. A seasoned vet. So what was that process like?
The songs change a lot during recording. So you start with a basic idea and then it can go in a completely new direction. Especially when you work with different people. Like, I've liked working with co-producers who take it in new directions.
Okay, so even during the process of making a single album, it can change from your intentions to the final product?
Yeah, that's something that surprised me at first, because I thought of recording as just putting down what you have, but no, it's developing something new.
Cool, and so you, I guess you work with other artists and musicians then too? Is it just mostly...
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah,
then they can probably have an influence in that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So has it been mostly just you writing the songs, though? And
mostly. I've done a few collaborations that I love, too. Because, yeah, again, that takes the songs in a completely new direction. Someone brings their whole world of influences into it. So I'm doing that a bit more lately, like, as you know, Vanessa.
Cool. So I guess you're going to play a few songs for us this morning.
I am.
Do you want to get right into that?
Sure.
Okay, beautiful. So maybe if you want to let us know what the song is called.
So the first song is called The Dancer.
I would watch teardrops fall from your face whenever you'd see me on stage. You'd see my skin glisten in the light, my body unfold for you tonight. I'd only move when it feels right. Two figures spinning round, embracing, they fall back to the ground. Why can't I feel your arms around me like that? But you're not gonna let me forget you like I wanted to. See you cross the room and it hurts me. You're not gonna leave me to question what I wanted from you.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Kind of makes me want to be a dancer.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Did you want to be a dancer? Is that what the song is about?
Well, it works on multiple levels.
So it was
inspired by a literal inspiration of seeing a dancer and thinking about how beautiful it is to move that way. But also I was thinking about visibility and how we all want to be seen. And so kind of exhibitionism, you want to kind of display yourself in front of someone, especially someone you love, and have them really see and appreciate your grace and your beauty.
Cool. Yeah, very well put together.
Thank you.
And what album is that song from. Is that a newer song?
Yeah, it's as yet unreleased. It's actually an older song that I rediscovered recently. I'd written it maybe two or three years ago and didn't do anything with it. And then recently I had an opportunity to do some recording here at McGill, actually. And I went through the archives and found all these songs that I had let go or just didn't feel ready to perform yet. So I brought them back.
Nice. And it spoke to you, I guess, when you heard it again. Mm-hmm. Cool. I was also told that you've toured extensively with your music. Has that been mostly in Canada, or have you been able to go other places in the world too?
I've had a few cool opportunities. I was invited to play in a music festival in France over MySpace, back when MySpace was actually a thing.
Whoa.
And I was sure it was a hoax at first, but it really happened. They sent a contract and they flew me over there. They provided the band. We were in Châteauroux. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
It's in the center of France. And they have a music festival every year, and they like to have international acts. So that was awesome. And then I used that opportunity to tour around France and Germany a bit. I had a friend in Germany, so I played with his band. That was exciting.
Cool. Yeah, that sounds extremely exciting.
Yeah. And there's Japan.
You went to Japan, too?
Yeah.
Wow. And did you spend a lot of time there? What was that like?
I spent about 3 months, and I was with... I met some musicians in Tokyo, and I collaborated with them and kind of tagged along on their tour and played some shows with them.
Cool. Did you go there for music, or did you just go there and you were also a musician and met some folks? And
a little of both. Like, I went with the notion of touring in mind, but kind of casually. I didn't plan anything formal, and to learn some Japanese and visit some friends. So it was kind of half professional, half pleasure.
Cool. The best mix.
Yeah.
So have you gone around Canada too?
That's coming up. That's next.
Okay. Are you going east, west, both?
I'm going east first.
Beautiful.
There's this program where you perform on the train, on the Via Rail train, and I just found out that I'm going to be doing that in May.
Congratulations. I've heard about that program.
It sounds
amazing.
Really fun.
I actually was on a train this summer and I saw someone actually doing that. Yeah, it was really nice. She had a good crowd, a beautiful voice. It was very relaxing watching from the observation car.
Mm.
So I'm very excited for the people that will be on your train.
Were you on the Maritime train or out west?
I was going out west.
Mm.
Yeah, I think it was on the prairies.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, but she only had to play for an hour, I think.
I think you played twice or three times during a day of travel, I think.
And then you're a train celebrity.
Yeah. And I love taking the train anyway. It's like my favorite mode of transport.
It's beautiful. Yeah, it's very relaxing. Do you want to play another song?
Sure. In the spirit of being on the road, this is called End of the Road.
Beautiful.
We've been driving overnight, it's time to get up. Pack your bags, avert your eyes from the light. We've been looking for miles without a place to fuel up. Watching all the street lamps fade from sight. Feels like it might be the end of the road. Feels like we might be turning over. Feels like it might be the end of the road. Feels like we might be going under. You've been seeking signs of life in a soulless city. Sifting through eyes transparent on your face. Shell that you've been stuck inside is bursting open. So I will make some room for you in this place. Feels like it might be the end of the road. Feels like it might be turning over. Feels like it might be the end of the road. Feels like we might be going under. Oh. Your future, girl, you know I. I'm not even strong enough to fight. Feels like it might be the end of the road. Feels like we might be turning over. Feels like it might be the end of the road. Feels like we might be going under. Feels like it might be the end of the road. Feels like it might be the end of the road. Feels like it might. Feels like it might. Feels like it. Feels like it.
So have you been a musician for a long time before you started making albums?
I was a musician kind of alone in my room for a while before. Performing took a while to get used to. I didn't come naturally, I'd say. I had to get over a lot of shyness.
Yeah, I don't think it comes naturally to anyone.
No, but you know, some people have a natural desire to be on stage. Well, kind of like in the dancer, like being displaying themselves. And I think I have more of an introverted background.
Okay.
So I had to kind of fight against that.
Yeah, it's a tough fight. I've been there too. I'm still in that fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be a lifelong fight.
And so what motivates you to continue making music? Is it just something that...
Well, the easy answer is I love it. But I'm really compelled to. I notice, like I'm compelled to write songs, and once I've written them, I'm compelled to share them. It's really a... not an automatic process, because I find there is work and effort involved. I have to respond to the instinct, but it's a very powerful instinct.
Beautiful. Yeah, I guess once music takes a hold of you, it's hard to let that go.
Yeah, it's all-encompassing.
Yeah. So what is it that you're working on now?
I'm working on some new recordings. These two songs are going to be on the next recording, probably, and some new collaborations with a wonderful spoken word poet whom you know. And a couple other musical friends. A lot of songwriting collaborations. And possibly a new music video.
Wow.
But, yeah.
Professional.
Working on it.
Cool. And do you have any upcoming shows or anything?
Yes, I do, actually. I don't remember the dates offhand. They're on my site. But I have a show in Val David, a little bit up north, coming up. And in Hemingford, kind of in the outskirts of Montreal. Hemingford, Val David, Pointe Claire, that's not as far. And then when I go out on the train, I'll be going to New Brunswick to do some shows there.
Cool. I was just in Val David, actually.
Really?
So, yeah.
What's it like? I haven't been there yet.
It's really beautiful.
Yeah?
We stayed in a hostel that was very cabin-esque.
Mm.
And it was affordable. They had skis to rent. I mean, if you could make a weekend of it, I would suggest going to see you play, maybe doing some cross-country skiing.
It sounds like we're endorsed by Val David, but let me rest assured all listeners that we're not.
It's
not a great place to go.
It is a great place to go. It's a nice weekend getaway for people that don't maybe have a lot of time or... what's that other stuff? Money?
Money, yeah. That.
I guess we can just tell folks your website.
Sure. So it's myname.com. It's Matt Stern, MattStern.com.
Perfect. So we will put that up on our blog as well, which is CQUT Morning After at WordPress.com. Perfect. And so I guess if you have another song, I would be...
Sure.
Thank you.
met you once when I saw you on a cold day. I think of you twice while driving on the highway. You are the image of perfection, yeah, why don't you try to prove me wrong? I think I'll come a little closer and I'll sing this song. I love you so much, ain't got no poetry and no song to sing. You're such a sweet, delectable thing. Don't go, don't go, don't leave me behind. Don't go, don't go, you left on my mind. Don't go, don't go, you know I like what I see. Everyone is crazy about you, not just me, no. No. So I knock on your door, you're coming out to greet me. And I've been here before, and there's a possibility that you will love me and leave me broken, the pieces scattered on the floor. But after all the words are spoken, you'll see me coming back for more. Don't go, don't go, don't leave me behind. Don't go, don't go, you left on my mind. Don't go, don't go, you know I like what I see. Everyone is jealous of you, not just me, no. Oh, no.
Thank you.
Very beautiful. I'm so relaxed and
thank you.
I'm
it
focused.
Works for early morning, eh?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, I have a question from across the table from Vanessa.
Oh, yes.
She would like to know, as I'm sure many folks would, who are your inspirations musically?
There've been phases over time. Like for a while, Bob Marley was a big influence. Well, when I was a kid, Billy Joel was a big influence. For a while, I was playing. My friend wrote a play, and I played the character of Elvis in the play, so I got into Elvis. And Red Hot Chili Peppers used to be my favorite band. My mom used to play a lot of West African music when I was a kid, like from Mali, especially. Like I don't know if you guys have heard of Mori Kante or Habib Kouate from like Senegal and Mali. That kind of music. Obviously, my music doesn't necessarily sound like that, but just the spirit of that music has been a big influence. Like it just makes you want to move, that aspect.
Cool. A wide array.
Yeah, really everything.
Well-rounded. Cool. Well, I think we have time for one more song, which I would love to hear one, if you'd have another one.
Yes, sure.
Beautiful.
So the last song I'll play is called Grateful. You're the most beautiful girl I know. You keep my feet on the ground. You're the most beautiful girl I know. You keep my feet on the ground. Keep you around. You're the most beautiful man I know.
wrap your arms around my side. You're the most beautiful man I know. Keep on holding me tight tonight. Waves that were riding in pain is subsiding now. Grateful to have you around, have you around. I'm grateful to have you around, have you around. Lead me right down to the water's edge, baby. I will drink up your wisdom. Lead me right down to the forest now, baby, so I can rest in your shade. Take me to the mountain when I want to climb right to the top. We can stop and rest along the way. Take me to the sky when I keep on asking why. You can see the fear in my eyes. Waves that were riding, pain is subsiding now. I'm grateful to have you around, have you around. I'm grateful to have you around. I'm grateful to have you around, have you around.
So much. What a great way to start the day.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming down. Yeah, thank you for waking up early. I don't know if it's particularly for you, but often it is.
I'm not in the habit these days, so.
Okay, well, thank you.
My pleasure. It's great to meet you guys.
Yeah, and I guess we're going to go into some ads and then right into Democracy Now!